Oh God, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to God, our Creator. Glory be to Jesus the Christ. Glory be to the Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Come, oh come, let us worship. In the morning I will sing. Songs of praise to you. I will sing glad songs of praise to you. Oh God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you. Like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. In the morning I will sing, I will sing glad songs to you. Sing glad songs of praise to you. I will sing glad songs of praise to you. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. In the morning I will sing. I will sing glad songs to you. I will sing glad songs of praise. Songs of praise to you.
On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night. For you have been my help, in the shadow of your wings I rejoice.
Let us pray. God of all new beginnings, we give you thanks that last night was not our last night, that we have been given another day full of possibilities, filled with you and the life you offer to all. Give us eyes to see your Christ ever before us, and give us ears that hear you in the sounds of the world. Give us wisdom to know that you are present in all things and in all people we meet. Finally, fill us this day with the burning fire of your Spirit. Let it be the driving force that moves all our thoughts and our words and all our deeds, so that everything we do brings us all closer to the day of your reign. We pray this in Jesus the Christ. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9a. The Lord God has given me a trained tongue, that I may know how to sustain the weary with the word. Morning by morning, God awakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. The one who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand in court together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? We hear a prayer written by Bishop Ken Untener in honor of Archbishop Oscar Romero, who died this week of March in 1980. Romero was deeply concerned with injustices evident toward the poor and powerless in El Salvador and worked forthrightly against political repression. He was assassinated while presiding at the Eucharist in a chapel near the cathedral in San Salvador. We pray. It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is another way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church's mission. No set of goals and objectives includes everything. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water the seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and to do it well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own. Amen.
We receive the gift of silence now for prayer and meditation. In many and various ways, God has spoken to us in the past through the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us in Jesus the Christ.
Bless the God of Israel, who comes with love and power, who raises from the royal house deliverance in this hour. Through holy prophets, God has sworn to free us from alarm, to save us from the heavy remembering the covenant, God rescues us from fear, that we might serve in holiness and In tender mercy God will send the day spring from on high, our rising sun, the light of life for those who sit and sigh. God comes to guide our way to peace, that death shall reign no more. Sing praises to the Holy One, O worship and adore. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer. Source of life, we praise you. Grant us strength to do your will. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer.
God of justice and righteousness, make us burn with the fire of your truth.
To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer. God of the lost and forgotten, make us one with the lowly and humble. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer.
As we rejoice in this new day, give us grace to follow you faithfully.
To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer. God of the ages, be with us. Bring your reign to birth in our hearts. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Creator in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God bless and keep us.
Amen.
May God's face ever shine upon us.
Amen.
May God grant us peace for all our days.
You've been listening to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. Thanks for joining us.